AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. There was just one NCAA football game on Saturday that pitted two teams in the top five against one another, and it was played in Columbus, Ohio, where number two Ohio State met number five Indiana, with the Hoosiers hoping to keep their record unblemished. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
CFP number two Ohio State has moved a step closer to a spot in the Big Ten title game by drubbing number five Indiana 38-15. Will Howard threw for 201 yards and two touchdowns, missing on just four of his 26 passes.
Completion percentage, and if it's a good completion percentage, it means I'm making good decisions with the football and keeping us on track. So as long as we're in games, I'm not really worried about stats.
Howard also ran for a TD. Amika Egbuka had seven receptions for 80 yards and a score as the 10-1 Buckeyes knocked the Hoosiers from the unbeaten ranks.
Number three Texas took care of Kentucky 31-14. Quinn Ewers threw two touchdown passes to Gunnar Helm, and Quintrevion Weisner rushed for 158 yards and a touchdown. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian.
Having the ability to run it when they know you're going to run it is critical, and we're able to do that for 250 yards. So proud of our guys. It's back-to-back 10-win seasons for us again.
Fourth-ranked Penn State trailed 10-0 early, then came back to defeat Minnesota 26-25. The Nittany Lions salted the game away by holding the ball for the final 5 minutes and 48 seconds of the game, including converting a 4th-and-1 from their own 34 on a fake punt. Number 6 Notre Dame had a date with 9-0 and number 19 Army, and it was a good night for the Fighting Irish, as correspondent Tom Merriam reports.
Army's bid for an undefeated season ended emphatically, and Notre Dame's chances for a high ranking in the college football playoff surged as the Fighting Irish routed the Cadets 49-14 at Yankee Stadium. Notre Dame scored on its first two drives of the game, jumping out to a 14-0 lead on two touchdown passes by Riley Leonard. The first went for 28 yards to Jordan Faison, the second from 6 yards out to Jeremiah Love. After Army cut its deficit to 14-7, Love scored his second touchdown on a 16-yard run, capping a three-play drive in which he carried the ball for all 41 yards. He then scored his third touchdown on a 68-yard run on the first play of the second half to make it 35-7.
Man, that play was beautiful. The O-line executed perfectly. Receivers did their job as well, and that's just a combination of, that's team glory right there.
Seventh-ranked Alabama suffered their third loss of the season, falling at Oklahoma 24-3, as the Sooners picked off Crimson Tide quarterback Jalen Milroe three times. Oklahoma becomes bowl eligible for the 25th straight season. Number 8 Miami beat Wake Forest 42-14. Cam Ward threw for 280 yards and a pair of scores while setting Hurricanes single season records for passing yards and completions.
With the receiving group that I have, the O-line that I have, any quarterback in this position is able to break some records. So, they're the reason why I was able to do that today. And I'm just glad we got a win.
Ninth-ranked Ole Miss was upset at Florida, with the Gators winning 24-17. Number 10 Georgia had no trouble with UMass, winning 59-21. 11th-ranked Tennessee shut out UTEP 56-0. Number 12 Boise State held off Wyoming 17-13. 15th-ranked Texas A&M lost in four overtimes at Auburn 43-41. And number 16 Colorado was upset at Kansas 37-21. Up next, results from the NBA and NHL, including a history-making goal in Pittsburgh. NBA, the Warriors were looking to continue their fast start this season when they took a 12-3 record into San Antonio to meet the Spurs. Correspondent Roy Flores reports.
For the second straight game, San Antonio battled back from a double-digit second-half deficit, this time beating the Golden State Warriors 104-94 Saturday night. The Spurs, winners of three straight, chipped their way out of a 17-point hole and took the lead for good 93-90 on a deep three by rookie Stephon Castle with 3:48 left.
It was more just in the moment. I wasn't really thinking that. I was hoping for a foul. I think I got elbowed in the face, like the possession right before. But, it was a big play. I'm happy to see it go down.
Victor Wembanyama, back after missing three games with a knee injury, had a game-high 25 points and 9 assists. Andrew Wiggins scored 20 points to pace 5 Warriors in double figures.
The Jazz stunned the Knicks 121-106, winning for the first time in 5 games. Lauri Markkanen scored 34 points as Utah made 19 of 34 shots from 3-point range.
I feel like it was a fast-paced game. There was times they got a little tired with the way we were moving changing ends on, well, both teams, offense and defense.
Elsewhere in the NBA, the Magic defeated the Pistons 111-100. Memphis outgunned Chicago 142-131. Portland edged Houston 104-98. The Bucks made it four straight wins, taking down the Hornets 125-119. And the Nuggets rolled past the Lakers in LA 127-102. NHL, the Penguins lost to Utah 6-1 in Pittsburgh, but the lone Penguins goal was a history-making one as Sidney Crosby scored his 600 career goal, becoming the 21st player in league history to accomplish the feat.
I've been fortunate for some of those milestones to be here at home and have family here and be in front of the home crowd. So it's, I think it's even more special to be able to do it.
The Stars were in Tampa to take on the Lightning. Here's Walt Marsicano with the story.
The Dallas Stars began a three-game road trip defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2. The clubs traded goals in the opening frame, two from the Lightning's Anthony Cirelli, Evgeny Dadonov and Miro Heiskanen converted for Dallas. The Stars' Matt Duchene broke the tie in the six-minute mark of the third period with his 11th tally of the season.
I thought we started to come on in the second. We got better as every period went. And I think the third, we cranked it up a notch. But, yeah, it was had a playoff feel to it.
Jake Oettinger stopped 27 shots to earn his 11th win this season.
The rest of the results on the ice, it was Philadelphia 3, Chicago 2 in overtime. The Flames beat the Wild 4-3 in a shootout. L.A. edged Seattle 2-1. The Avalanche outscored the Panthers 7-4. Las Vegas won at Montreal 6-2. Vancouver edged Ottawa 4-3. Boston beat Detroit 2-1. New Jersey was a 3-2 winner at Washington. The Blue Jackets picked up a 5-4 shootout win over the Hurricanes. The Islanders defeated the Blues 3-1. Buffalo beat San Jose 4-2. And the Oilers defeated the Rangers 6-2. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.